I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
They have got the man out wide. It's McGilvray for the corner, and McGilvray is in.
Welcome back to Talking with Giants, the Huddersfield Giants fan podcast. It's episode 6 of the 2024 season, and as ever, we're joined by Jake Rowlands and Nathaniel Wood. How are we, guys?
Great, thank you. Everybody else?
Yeah. No, thank you.
All good. Right. So it's got a bit of instant reaction. The draw's just taken place for the quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup, and we've got Catalan away. Jake, you had a feeling about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I said it earlier. For some reason, I thought we'd get Catalan away. Not the worst draw in the world. In terms of fans, it probably is, because you can't... Last game's... Well, it should be televised. It will be, won't it? But in terms of getting to the game, very difficult for most, given that we play them again in a few weeks, and everyone's probably... already booked the tickets and hotels for that one. If you go in, got a good record there, so I can't say it's... I'm too disappointed, but I would have preferred Castleford.
Yeah, Nat, do you give us a fighting chance of maybe getting through that?
Yeah, we'll beat them.
Yeah,
we've got a good record out there, so we'll go all right. I'm backing the boys to go there and get the win.
Yeah, like the positivity. Yeah, elsewhere in the draw, Saints have got Warrington, Wigan Cass and Hulke Ali, which is a repeat of last year's final, isn't it? So who do you expect to come through the other three ties?
Wigan, Saints,
Hulke Ali. Beat Lee, like they did the other week. Saint past St. Helens, Wigan. I think the toughest game to call is probably our game, isn't it, really?
Yeah, probably, yeah. A whole Lee maybe might, you know, as the holders, they might give him a good game.
If Lee can get, Adrian Lamb was on the bench, not Adrian Lamb, sorry, Lachlan Lamb was on the bench at the weekend, he'll be back fit. If he can get a Pape, maybe. Tom Risky.
Yeah,
if he can get a couple of them back, then they could easily go to Hulker and turn KR over, so.
Interesting stuff. So, yeah, we'll move on and we will review the Hull FC win. We put 50 points on them. Nat, first of all, were you happy with the performance?
Yeah, very. So, I've got to say, after Castleford, I was impressed with the attitude and the way we put his foot down in the last 20, 30 minutes when we saw the opposition drop off. They were great. They have a lot of their own problems going on at that club. I think that goes on. Top of their owners to the bottom of the players' staff in the club is rotten. So, but again, you can only beat what's in front of you. Again, we put the foot down, we were good moving the ball. It's just about transferring that now to when we play a better opposition. But it was good to see the lads enjoying themselves again and throwing it back and putting some points on the board, which hopefully will follow up again this week.
Jake, did we, in your opinion, did we meet expectations or surpass them?
Yeah, probably did better than I thought we'd do, because we always struggle with games like that, you know, where you're expected to win. I think I referenced the whole game last year away from home. I think first 15, 20 minutes, we were a little bit iffy. There were a couple of things that we did that I couldn't get my head around, really. There were the Livette break, where he sort of hung on, took ball, didn't pass, which scuffed a chance, and then Jake Connor's attempt to get back for a 40-20, which he could have easily got there. It looked like he couldn't be bothered. After that, a few of us were questioning what was going on, but then we sort of sprung into life then, and then from maybe 20th minute onwards, we were phenomenal. Scored some tries like we did at Castleford, some full-length at field tries, fruit ball out wide, second half, even when Leroy switched, I think at one point, I don't know if he went wing or centre, but he certainly switched positions, and his handling was just phenomenal to set somebody off.
Went to centre when Isan went to fullback. Yeah. Coming off.
And I'll say that as well. Isan Masters impressed me when he went to full back. Looked like he gave us a different, something different from back. Something looked like he had a bit more freedom, a bit more pace about him, had a decent step, and it looked like he knew what he was doing, to be honest. I'm quite impressed with that.
Yeah, so there's no stats this week because they don't post them the same as Super League games, but we're going to pick out three top performers each. So we'll do one at a time if you want. So first of all, we'll start with you, Jake. Who was your top performer?
Sam Alsall for me, based on that he was probably one of the... Well, he made quite a few errors the week before, and we all said, didn't we, on here, Watson may have dropped him last year, but we all said he needs to stay inside this week. One bad game, you can't kick somebody out of the team just for that. You've got to give him a chance to bounce back, and I think he did. Made loads of meters, few breaks, set up a try or two and scored three himself, I think. So, thought it was brilliant on Saturday.
Yeah, Nat, who was your top performer?
I'm probably going to say with Jake, but we'll go with the other winner in Swifty. Finishes four tries off excellently, especially I think it was third with a dive into corner. Good coming out of yardage, safe under high ball. For me, he just keeps getting better and better. And I think even what all referenced it, saying that last year his wingers wouldn't have scored two or three of them tries. And I think probably the Swifty tries that probably the Sam also full length around the Swifty in the corner is probably right, we wouldn't have scored. So, yeah, seems a very good signing so far. And he's been excellent the last 2 weeks now.
Yeah, very good performance from him. Jake, who else stood out for you?
I'll give Matty English a bit of credit. His first stint in first half, he'd come back from a few weeks off. I thought he got stuck in, really put his hand up. So I'll give him some credit this week.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyone else for you, Nat?
Isan Masters is my next one. Just keeps getting better, better, better. After last year, I'm not sure where this has come from, but there's a serious player in there. And you can probably see at the minute why he's playing like this and why he actually did play for New Zealand when he was younger. Mm. He just, the yardage he makes, the connection he's got with Swift on the left edge. And as Jake said, when he went to fullback, I carried the ball in one hand. I thought I was watching Billy Slater for a second.
I'll give you one reason. He needs a new deal. That's one reason.
Yeah, but if he's asked, most players are, I'm fine with that. If you're playing for a new deal,
giving these Aussies one year deals.
But yeah, this year he's just getting better and better. And one mate continue.
Absolutely, yeah, brilliant turnaround from him so far. He's impressed this season. Yeah, so we'll any other comments to make on the Hull FC game before we move on?
No, I mean. Yeah, I mean, it's still clear at times we need a number nine. But I think Watson will be aware of that now. You know, it's all right doing it against the we've got some players that can cut it against the worse sides in the division. But then they've got to be able to step up as you play better opposition. Like we spoke about the other day, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, Ollie Russell's dropped." You know, that's the reason why we scored so many points. I disagree with that. I think we just got the same amount of points had Ollie played. And it's up to Tui now and Ollie when he gets a chance to start performing against the better sides, because I've not seen it from either of them yet this year.
Sure. Not anything to add on before we move on from the whole game?
No, I just agree with what Jake's just said, that I don't think it matters who plays six. With Russell or Tui, we'd have scored that many points, just like we did when Russ playing at six against Castleford. I think Cass and FC are just as bad as each other, to be honest. We'll get onto it later, but I'd like to see his rest a few this weekend, but we'll mention that later.
Yeah, sure. It was a big win for the reserves against London. Was it 78-0, I think it was?
17, something like that, yeah.
Jake, you had a mate of yours who went, had a few
comments. Yeah, so Joe went to the game. He tell you what he said. He said Kieran Rush was phenomenal. He said he ran the game and most of the attack went through his hands until he went off. I think honestly he switched to hooker in the second half. He said Connor Carr was really lively from the wing. He said Fenton caused havoc. Played about 60 minutes, the first 30 and the last 30. and they were a real handful. He referenced Leo Ward, who were quiet in the first half, but then when Rush went to Hooker, he really stepped up in second half. He said Jake Bibby, really quiet in the first half, but then played really well in the second half. He said Flanagan Jr. looked slightly frustrated because he wasn't getting enough ball. So we're kind of not involved in the game as much as he'd probably like to be. And they said both Deakin and Saliba didn't come on after the first stint, which maybe suggests that them two will be playing this weekend at London.
Yeah, sure. Just want to touch on Kieran Rush. What do you think his best position is, scrum half or hooker?
He started as a hooker, I think, in the academy, and he got in the Yorkshire squad at hooker. We all thought he was going to come through as a hooker. Maybe Watson didn't know what his best position is because he seems to switch him from one to the other. So
yeah, that's the point I'm going to make. I think the club or himself needs to decide which one it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's not the type of hooker we need right now, which is someone a bit quicker that can speed game up. But I could certainly see him playing number nine as a down the line for us at some point when a few have moved on.
Yeah, he's 21 now. But next year, really, he'll be looking to be part of the first team set up, you know, part of the.
I think if Russell goes to Wakefield, if he starts getting dropped this year, I think if that happens, I think Rush then just steps up into that role straight away for a year or two.
Yeah, so you got Russell and Milner both out of contract. You'd expect Rush would take one of their places, which is why I think we need to decide what's his best position get playing there regularly.
Yeah, I know he played at Dewsbury last week and I hadn't read the report of the game or anything, so I don't know where he played for Dewsbury. Be quite interesting to find that out. And Dewsbury are also playing Batley in a big game this Friday. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets selected for that, because that'll be a really good test to see where he's at, because Batley are a pretty decent side at that level.
Yeah. Not anything to add on the reserves game?
No, just good to see. I'm not really bothered about the first team playing. It's good to see some of the young lads from the academy getting run out and stepping up, and nice to see people like Leo getting a mention from Joe, who was there. So hopefully they can kick on that. Leo Ward, as I mentioned last week, is a very, very good half, which if he develops as they think, then I should imagine he'll be on the radar keeping. But going to Rush, I always said he was better than George Roby at nine.
Mm.
Then he started playing half. I think he could have won that. He's probably best off keeping, because I think when he's older, he'll be a good player at Super League level in either of them positions. So he's definitely one we should be looking at keeping.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of reserves, though, I mean, I'd say finally on that, that's the sort of game against London where they've got nobody that you've ever heard of before playing. Mm. You're thinking they'd have probably been better playing some academy lads at a second year, getting them a run out against them sort of players again, rather than playing six or seven first-teamers. I don't get what some of them first-teamers get out of that, to be honest, other than getting a little run out, which they could have probably done better in training, to be honest.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And it was also a hat-trick of wins this weekend, because the Giants women won away at Leith 36-6 in the Challenge Cup. So I'm not sure if that puts them through, but I think they're pretty much through to the knockout stage.
Yes, it does, Josh, because Leeds also beat OKR.
Right.
So Leeds and Giants are both 1-2 and they got to play each other, so it won't mean.
Yeah.
First or second.
Good progress. I'm not sure if they've got any more games planned to play at the stadium. Do either of you know of any plans?
They've got Wigan in May.
Okay.
I'm not sure who we play that day, but they've definitely got a dinner time kickoff on Wigan. Yeah. They play Wigan. I'm not sure who we play, but
Wigan game will be a good test. I think they're very, very. They're on a par with Wigan last year, I think. So that'll be the big test to see how they do against Wigan, and if they they come through that, it'll show that they've made great strides this year, and be interesting to see how they fare against the three big clubs then.
Yep, definitely looking positive there. Good start to the season for them. We'll move on now. So this weekend, we travel to the capital to face London Broncos. It's our first time playing at the Wimbledon Stadium. So what are your guys' thoughts on that game? Obviously, London have had a tough start to the season. Do you think there's any danger of it being potential banana skin? We'll start with you, Jake.
There's always that potential, isn't there? But there shouldn't be, really. You know, I'd like to see us, like Nat says, I'd like to see us rest a few this week. Yates is probably still out. You know the injuries we've got, Hill and Hewitt. Levet's got to play because obviously he played this week. He's not played many minutes recently in regards to first team. Perfect chance for Deakin to come in, I think, against London. Well, more a championship side, really. So I think I'd like to see him come and start the game. I'd probably give Milner a rest, and I'd probably leave Golding on bench and get him to come on if he needs to. I'd like to see some of the younger forwards given a chance to play this weekend. I don't think Fenton will play given he played 60 minutes on Sunday. But I think Saliba will come in. I think English will play given that he's only played a short half a game on, and then before only a couple of weeks off previously. I'd like to see maybe Ollie Wilson given a rest because he's played every game so far and he's done some big minutes at times. Yeah, it's hard really with backs because you want them to keep that fluidity. But I'd probably say Clune may get a rest and Russ would come in to partner two in. It's just a like for like swap. Would you rest Jake Connor? Well, he got a bit of a knock on Saturday. Does Flanagan come in against London, or do you put Golding at fullback for a game? It's one of them, innit? I won't be shocked how we line up this week. I think there'll be a lot of changes, but whoever steps in should be able to get the job done against London.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I suppose from London's point of view, they're looking at it as one of their, you know, at home to Huddersfield, who they might think they're not going to finish in top six. It's probably like one of their better opportunities to win a game. That's how they'll be looking at it. So I think we've got to be careful and conscious of that. I think they'll be up for it. Nat, who would you like to see come into the side?
I don't really think it matters. We should be putting 40, 50 points on this week. There'd be no excuse not to do it. They're basically a championship side. And we're a Super League side. If we can even want them, you know, they didn't have no Drinkwater or Williams. Lachlan Fitzgibbon missed and they're still demolished. And I think London will give you a good go for the first 20, 30 minutes. Mm. I think that's when it catches them out. That's apart from LFC, that's what's happened.
Yeah.
Every game from this year. So yeah, I think we should be winning comfortably. I'm not bothered. I'm not these though. We'll only be happy if we win by 50 points. Just win. If it's by 2 points, I really don't care. Mm. Like Jake said before the game on Saturday, I was saying I'd rest Adam Clune. His hamstring was quite hefty with tape and padding by the looks of it. Mm. But then Jake Connor went off with a tight hamstring, so do you really want to risk him?
On that pitch as well, it's a different surface, isn't it?
I'm not sure, to be honest, Paul. So I've come up with a squad. This was before the reserve game. I had to take into consideration what Jake was saying. I had Easton at fullback. Household, Bibby, Kev, Swift, Two-Way, Russ, Wilson, Golden, English, Murchie, Levet, Rushton, Deakin, Hugo, Fenton and Greenwood. So for me, the likes of Clune, Connor, Leroy can all get a rest. Into obviously, I still don't think Yates, Chris Hill, Sam Hewitt will be fit. That 17 I just named there should still be strong enough to be winning quite comfortably. No disrespect to London.
Yeah. Yeah, I think anyone with a knock, it wouldn't make sense to play him in this game. Gives him an extra week off. Yeah. I think, yeah, one player you mentioned there to come in, I think Deakin, he's got to play, surely. He's come from the side of the world and he's not played a game yet, which
I think he is. There'd be no reason to take him off in reserves other than that reason, because you'd think he'd be playing 80 minutes or as close to as many minutes as possible in reserves to get that, to get a good hit out. So suggest to me that Saliba and Deakin will be playing Sunday.
Yeah. So you're both expecting a blowout scoreline then?
Yeah, but again, I'm not really bothered with this one if it isn't, just as long as we win comfortably and don't leak loads of points. So if we won 36 or 36-6, I'd be happy with that. I think the tricky one's going to come the week after, especially if Hull sack Tony Smith this week or next leading up to that game, because you know they'll get a slight reaction if they do. So I think that's the potential banana skin one rather than this one for me.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, we'll do score predictions, but I guess it's, if you're both expecting, you know, quite a high score, and it's hard to be too accurate, but are you both expecting sort of 20, 30 plus?
Yeah, we want to score more than 30 and concede less than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree, but I'm going to go bigger. 54-10.
Yeah. I suppose we have put points on teams, haven't we, this season, Cass and Hull, so there's no reason why we can't put 40-50 on London if we have the right attitude.
The only thing that worries me with that cup game going to Catalan, if you've had four easier games and then suddenly where you've posted a lot of points and then suddenly you're going away at Catalan where you might not score that many points and you're in a bit of an arm wrestle. It's the only thing that concerns me with that cup game now.
Yeah, I'm just conscious that we played Hull, expected to win, won. And then this weekend, playing London, expected to win. Week after, Hull FC, probably expected to win. And then it gets tougher, doesn't it, with the Catalan away.
Tougher the fixtures then. Got some hard fixtures. Got Leeds away, Saints away, yeah. I think.
Are you guys seeing more positives from the season? Obviously, the whole KR game, everyone was quite deflated on the back of that. It was, you know, a bit flat. But based on what you've seen so far, you know, we've blown some teams away and we've lost to, you know, some pretty good teams. So, Nat, where do you think we're at?
I'm quite happy where we're at. I said only after the OKR defeat, OKR are a very, very good side. Challenge Cup finalist, top four last year. So what right do we have from where we finished last year and had a poor year last year to be OKR? We don't. Look at their side. Very strong side. Internationals in the side. Michael Lewis, who's the next big thing. Jez Litton, very good player. There was Hiku to centre, who's been an international centre and an NRL centre. So they have a good side. So losing to them, for me, I won't. As downbeat and as disheartened as majority of our fan base were. Yeah. Like you said, we've put some points on teams, which we don't normally do. So for me, that's a positive. I get where you're both coming from, that, especially where Jake's coming from, where he worries about going to the Catalan game after we could easily have three or four easy games. But if we go score 50 again this week and 50 other see the week after, we're going to that Catalan game full of confidence scoring points. No matter who you're playing, the boys are going to go out to play Catalan and be absolutely buzzing and confident as hell, because they just scored 3 weeks in a row, we scored 40, 50 points and kept teams under 10. Now, of course, Catalan will be a bigger test, but the confidence that will breed on scoring points can't be underestimated. So,
the Catalan the week before, I've got St. Helens at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. They've got Warrington this week away, which won't be easy.
No.
If they lose two in a row and we're coming back with three big wins, who's going to be the most confident team going into that game? Yeah, they might be more battle-hardened, I understand that. But who's confident and who's not? And in rugby, confidence is a massive thing. And if we can get a winning streak and just be confident, just like we did in 2022, you never know where that's going to take you. So,
Greg, do you think last season we'd have put 50 on Hull FC and Cass?
No, but I think Cass and Hull FC are a lot worse this year than they were last year. And Hull was still pretty poor last year, but I think they're much worse this year. So it's hard to judge for me. Going back to the same question you asked, Nat, you know, it's hard. I can't tell at the moment if we've improved. But yeah, we've put some big scores on it. We've scored some tries we wouldn't have scored. We've also been a bit more iffier in terms of defence than we were at the start of last year. We've still not beaten anybody yet that's considered a top six side. We've beaten the bottom two. probably be at the bottom three after this weekend, and then Hull again the week after. So for me, it's that run of fixtures from the cup game onwards the next 4 or 5 weeks. If we win 3 out of 5 or win 2 out of 5, I'll say, yeah, we've improved. If we're losing 4 out of 5 or all 5 of them games, then you'll have to say we probably haven't. So I think it's, if you ask me again in a month's time, might be able to answer that question a bit.
Yeah, I think there's a big opportunity here. You know, if we beat London and Hull FC, then we'll be in the table, we'll be sort of like fifth, won't we? Around that mark, which obviously it's early days, but mentally, last season we were chasing all season, weren't we? We had a bad start, and I don't think we were ever really.
Season, we're over halfway through season this year, really.
Yeah, just from a mental perspective, to be in those playoff positions, which hopefully we should be after these next 2 games.
Yeah,
I think that could have a bearing on.
Like I said to some people on Saturday, it must be hard work being a Hull FC fan again this year, because after Saturday, their season is done.
Yeah,
in terms of, they're not going to get in playoffs. They're out at Challenge Cup. It's really hard as a fan to start going to every game, away games, knowing that you're probably going to get hammered, which is what it was like for us at points last year after that Leeds away when we lost 50-odd nil. It was like, it was really difficult to drag yourself to some away games after that, but we do. But it's you'd rather have something to play for, even if you don't get into playoffs. You'd rather be there or thereabouts right till end of season, and just it makes going to games that little bit more exciting.
Yeah,
wouldn't be. I think we get it minute is just a bonus. Like, if we win his next two, and you say we are in the top six, we've then got Leeds away, Saints away, Salford at home, Wigan at home, Lee at home. If you win 2 out of them 3, I'll still be happy, because I know that back end of the year, if we're 7th or 8th, we're only 2-4 points behind the playoff positions. When you go to his last 7 games, we've got Cass at home, Warrington at home, London at home, Saints at home, Salford away, Cass at home, or Cass at Magic, Catalan at home, Leeds at home. Surely if you're 4 points off the playoffs, and you've got the last 9 games, you've got 7 at home, it's all the teams like Leeds, Warrington, London, Cass at Magic, Cass at, surely you back yourself to finish in the top 6.
We would, but we haven't been that great at home in recent years, have we?
You're still... That's disagreeing or not. You've still got to back yourself to win your own games against these teams to get you in a playoff spot. So as long as we can just, we don't have to win every game. Like, we're not going to finish top two. People need to forget about trying to finish top two, top four, six. If we finish 6 this year, it's a successful season. Watson has done a good job. The players have done a good job.
Yeah.
We finished, fact, what, 9th last year?
Yeah.
You don't often jump from 9th or 10th to 2nd or 3rd.
I saw someone ask that question on the Giants fans Facebook page. I think it was, what do you think would be a good season? And I said top six would be a good season. But I suppose if we're being, you know, on the lower side of what is acceptable, I'd say if we are very close to the playoffs but just miss out, I think that would still be progress.
100%.
What about you guys, Nat, you, what's your minimum for what would be a good season?
My minimum is just finish the where we were last year.
Yeah.
Surely if you finish higher than last year, then you obviously...
Even if you're even 8th, you're happy with 8th?
As long as we're playing better rugby.
Yeah.
For me, it's difficult. It really is difficult, because is it all about winning? To some people, yeah. But I know some Giants fans that are happy to lose if we're playing attractive rugby. Now, for me, sport's about winning. Right. And I'm not here to lose. I play cricket. I don't play cricket to lose. Right. You know, sure, anyone who plays sport will play to lose. And for me, so yeah, like, if we finish in the top 6, it's a massive year for us. It's a massive successful year for us. You then get in the 6, and guess what? Strange things have happened in playoffs. You never know what can happen. I agree with you, if we just miss out the playoffs. For me, it's still been a successful year. We've come from where we were last year, boring rugby, finishing 9th or 10th. That year, it said season over halfway through year, to having something to play for right to the end of the season, just missing out on the playoffs, playing better rugby. That's a massive step forward. Just like 2022 was from 2021, that was a massive step forward. Just unfortunately, we took 4 back from then. Hopefully, we can do that again and have a massive step forward this year. And next year, then you say, right, successful year, then it's got to be making the top 6.
Yeah.
But you can't expect the jump too big. Like, you can't expect to jump from 9th or 10th to 2nd, 3rd, 4th. That very, very rarely happens.
Yeah.
I know it happened in 2022, so...
I'll read you a post on a fan on Facebook page called Leighton Alverston. I don't know who that is, but I'll read you it out. Probably won't, maybe shouldn't be finishing above Wigan, Saints, Catalans and Wyre. At this stage, KR are much better than us. Leeds maybe slightly, and then we are the best of the rest, though. Don't dig out results, but we don't dig out the results the way Salford or Lee do. Lee there or thereabouts with Hull, Cass and London, miles off the pace at times. So on that basis, 9th is the worst we are likely to finish. 6th or 7th is the best, unless we find another gear and up our game. Possible. But we have been as good or as bad as we are for 3 seasons now. So not moving up a level will not be easy. So basically, we could finish 6th or 7th on the same number of points. And if we make the playoffs, it's a success. Or we could finish 8th or 9th on the same number of points. And it's not been a success. That's the small margins we've got to play with. I won't read the rest. So they've just said, time will tell. But success is such a small window of opportunity open to it this year. And it could be just a couple of points could be the difference between success or not having a successful season. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. And also, success isn't always just where you finish, like Nat said, is it? It's about...
We've also gone on to say, we pick off teams that have a bad season, like in 2022, when we probably overachieved. And last year, when teams rose, we played similar and underachieved in 9th. I think it's probably spot on that.
I'm just looking at the table now. I think it is, I don't say the days, but it is starting to take a shape of what it will probably look like at the end.
Yeah. We've got Wigan three clubs at miles. I mean, Lee are going to pick up at some point, don't get me wrong, because they've got some good players in there. But the bottom three, Cast, London.
Bottom three's gone. Yeah.
They're gone. They're not going to challenge or provide much of a threat to anybody.
And then you've got Warrington, Wigan, Saints, Catalan, Hull KR. They're probably going to be top 5. And then it's between Leeds, Salford, us and Lee, I'd say, for 6th.
See, I disagree.
Yeah.
So for the season, I'll stick by it. I think you've got Wigan and Saints, who are top 2 by a mile. They'll finish top 2. No one will get close to them 2. You've got Hull, London, Cass, who will be the bottom 3.
Yeah.
I still think Salford will finish down there. They might pick up the old win, but they'll finish above them 3.
Mm.
But I'm happy to say that UFC, London, Cast were the worst 3 and they'll finish 12, 11, 10. I generally believe everyone else between 3rd and 9th could finish anywhere. We are as good as all them teams. On our day...
I don't think Catalan finished down there, but I get what you're saying. Teams could finish above them, but I think their home form alone will make sure they're not in the 7th, 8th, 4th, 9th.
No, I probably agree, but we're as good as Catalan.
Yeah.
On our day... I mean, it might sound stupid, everyone else, Kelly's talking shit. But for me, we're as good as Leeds, we're as good as Hull KR, we're as good as Callum, we're as good as Warrington.
Yeah.
I don't fear massively any of them.
I was going to say, Leeds are not happy with...
play like we can.
Yeah. Leeds are not happy with Frawley, and some people aren't happy with Miller either. So
if Frawley, we're never going to improve Leeds. Yeah. He's not good enough. He's a gamble, and it's one of them that's not going to pay off for Leeds, I think. Other night I watched the game and it was dreadful.
Oh, he's dreadful, isn't he? Dreadful.
Leeds are a bit, you know, quick to get on players' backs, but I think, you know, we're never going to be one of them players. And even Brody Croft wasn't great the other night, you know.
I think Matt Froh is real. I mean, we're a Giants podcast, but I just think he needs to simplify his game. Yeah. He's just got to concentrate on kicking Leeds into corners, getting Leeds into the opposition's half, and then step out and giving Croft and Miller early ball and Newman early ball and let them do their magic.
Yeah.
If he can do that, Leeds will be a good side.
Mm.
Somebody read me some stats out from Miller from one of the games. It might not have been that game. It might have been the time before when they played St. Helens. I think he'd made loads of meters on his stats at like 100 and something. But he'd had 25 carries, so he was only actually making a few meters a carry. So it wasn't actually that impressive, but I didn't think he was that great the other night. I don't know. Some of Leeds look a bit like us at times. When the attack don't go right, they don't have a clue. They run out of ideas, and then everything just seems to go peat tong where they're knocking on, and they just look a bit clueless. But teams like St. Helens can do that to you because the defence is so good. It's one of them. Like, it's clear St. Helens are a cut above Leeds, 2 weeks on bounce. Like, they're a cut above us as well, aren't they? So,
them two are cut above everyone. Like I said, we might not beat Leeds, and this might backfire. And I'm on here 3 weeks after losing 54-0 at Edinley again, like we did last year. Like, but they're not miles better than us, and we're not miles better than them. You know, KR, everyone says, oh, KR kicked the kicks, they'd have beat us by 20 points. They're not a better team than us by 20 points on paper. We just didn't show up that day.
No.
I'm not saying we're going to
have their best game, didn't they?
We're not going to show up every single game, and I get that. But if we can be more consistent on playing our A game and sort our discipline out, we can beat everyone. Everyone is raving at Warrington so far. They were top of league this time last year, undefeated, and they didn't even make the playoffs. There's five games in, anything can happen, but apart from going to say it's as good as they know, I'm confident on the squad on paper. Whereas, this is not me saying we're going to finish top six, by the way. I don't know where we'll finish, but I won't be surprised if we finish top six, and I won't be surprised if we finish ninth. It can be literally anywhere in that middle of that
team. Yeah, I'd have to agree on that, but I think, like I said, that run of fixtures after Catalans will give us a better idea of where we're probably going to finish. If we're winning one and losing one from them games against like OKR, your Salfords, your Leeds, then I'd probably say you're going to be there or thereabouts. If you're losing three out of four and just winning the one, it's probably going to be that you're going to be the one finishing 8-4-9, isn't it, or 7th, 8-4-9. It's but be close. I don't think, you know, there's going to be a big gap between 6th and 7th and 8th. I think it's going to go down to wire. But like you were saying, that Salford's got a small squad. They pick up a few injuries at one time, and they're going to struggle. But
same with Lee. I know that one of you said that Lee will pick up wins eventually. But will they? They've got a few injuries now. If they keep losing, we did last year, we thought we had the good players and we'd come good. Yeah. And we never managed to come good.
To be fair, though, I mean, I know Hull are bad, but I did think, I actually backed Hull to win that game in an accumulator. Sorry, in my prediction league last week, because I thought, with players, Lee had out Lachlan Lamb, Asiata, Tom Amone, Ipapi, I actually thought that Hull would give them a bit of a game, and to see that they'd still run 50 points in against them, I was quite shocked at that.
A lot of questions, I think, that we'll get the answers to during the season. Any other business from you guys before we go?
No, not today.
Just for the people, like, we've just had our debate there where we think we'll come and everything. When we post it out, let us know. Do you agree with me? Are we just as good as your Leeds and your Warringtons and your Cars in this day, or am I being biased and looking through Giants goggles? And let's hear that. Let's hear everyone else's opinions. And anyone's got anything to say again, come on here and give us your say.
Have we got any other fixtures this week? Is it just the Giants London games? I know there's no reserve game this week, but I think
they can be at Wakefield on Friday.
Was that under-18s at Wakefield?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 o'clock at Wakefield Stadium.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be interesting because they've not got a bad side, have they, Wakefield?
Donnybrough's
son's in there, and I think that you've got a young uncle called Harvey Smith that's quite good. I think may still be academy age.
You both going to London?
Not decided yet. There's a strong possibility. If I go, I'll be on the commentary with JD.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially, but I haven't decided if I can go yet.
Can I have a picture with you after you? Now you're famous?
But if I can't this week. But
you going now?
Yeah, I'm going down 9:30 Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then back on Monday. So I'm going for the weekend. Coach a lot of us that some good friends have organised. So
good. Yeah, because there's train strikes, isn't there? So
So we're going down Saturday morning, coming back Monday dinner time ish. So be good. Good night Saturday, just out, a few drinks, something to eat, and then Sunday in Wimbledon with the boys and girls. We've got Mrs. coming down as a Leeds fan, so
nice.
We'll show a proper team performance and show some quarterfinals of the cups, and she won't see it herself.
Yeah. I think we can make the most of it, don't we? Because, you know, London, this might be their last year in Super League, you know, judging by the IMG rating and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's it. So
Is it your birthday, Josh?
My birth? No, no, no. Just away
what
from
them,
him.
What them balloons that keep coming across screen every couple of minutes?
Do they?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That happened the other day. I don't know what that is.
Josh's birthday's every day, obviously.
Yeah. Celebrating the win at the weekend.
Celebrating that easy cup draw we've got against Catlon.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a bit good. I really thought we were going to get cast.
It'd be interesting to see what fights come out, because at the moment there's none, but I'm sure that there will...
I've had a message off someone saying they're absolutely terrible.
Are they?
Yeah, so... Can't go direct. Some of the closer places are like Thursday to Saturday. So depending on when we play, you'd have to hope we play Friday night, not Saturday. No, but
Ryanair do pick up on this sometimes, and they do put on an additional flight. They did it a couple of years ago, where they put one on quite last minute, directly to Perpignan from Leeds Bradford, so they may do the same.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. And hopefully it's on TV as well, because that was annoying, not being able to watch the game on the weekend. But yeah, before we wrap up, anything else to add?
No, thank you.
No, good, listen, mate.
All good. Right, well, thank you as always for listening. I'm sure we'll be back next week to review the London game. Yeah, people who are going down, have a good time. And yeah, get your comments in on Facebook, and we'll get some debate going for the next one. Thanks.